Voices that inspire the extended interview.
My name is Louise Madonia. I'm also known as Lulu. I run lots of estate sales now. I also have a gardening business, and I help people in a variety of things that need to be done.
So you're one of those people, it sounds like, it's always good to call Lulu. She can help you with it.
Yes, that's true. People do call me because they know that I can help them with things. And if I can't, I try to find somebody for them that can help them.
How did you get into this kind of career field, like running estate sales, kind of knowing about that world? How did you get into that?
All my life, I've tended to go where I feel like I'm needed and where I could best serve something and things that I really like to do. Estate sales came, of course, when I was running a nonprofit thrift store. And when that finished, I started helping people with their leftover items. My great partner, Tracy, and I started to just throw down these estate sales. And I can combine lots of my talents in there, which is designing and staging. And I'm really organized when it comes to that. And with Tracy as my backup, we just get the job done. But I have other things that I do, so I have to squeeze those things in between the estate sales. But that's my main thing right now.
And it seems like we're going through a bit of a renaissance right now with looking at, like, thrift stores, thrifting. It's become a whole thing. Vintage, it's like there's a whole kind of maybe reuse, an idea that don't buy new, buy things, reuse things. What do you think this is all about?
So this started, I'm going to say, about 10 years ago, because when I was running this thrift store on the south side, I had two or three of these, actually four of these large warehouses, and it was about the middle one when Facebook Marketplace, Facebook, Instagram started to be something, and everybody knew everything about pricing, about items. You could look up anything, and that's the point when I said, you know, I think this ship may be sailing pretty soon, for me anyway, because I couldn't hardly get people to come into the store because they were busy liking what I was doing, but not really coming in physically to buy items. So I switched it up, and I saw that there was a need for some entertainment, and that's when I changed over there. But this trend is big with the thrifting still, and I think with what's happening now in the world, we may see a lot more people heading towards the secondhand market. You have a difference between garage sales and estate sales. A garage sale is when someone just wants to get a few things and they throw it down in the garage. An estate sale is when everything in the house goes. And that's what the aficionado of items, that's what they're looking for, is a whole house sale so they can pick and choose.
Do you think there are more estate sales than there used to be? Is this the baby boomers aging out, and so what to do with all their stuff? Like, what do you think is propelling some of this?
I think so. I think that's big. I find Tallahassee doesn't have a lot of the sales. I usually don't go to any ones here. I will attend ones in Jacksonville with my sister if I go out of town somewhere. But yeah, there are a lot of people that are moving out. But it really is when someone passes on and a family member has to take charge of that. And so they may as well make a little bit of money on that to pay for some things, other things that they have to deal with the estate. And the way I look at it with estate sales is that I'm putting somebody's energy out back into the community. They've been well-known in the community, perhaps, and if I can present this sale, design it, stage it to where people really get to see this person, how their life was, they come back to me later, it's months, years later, and say, oh, I just love that sale because I had, you know, so-and-so's items. And so I feel good about that. That's one of my favorite things.
It's actually quite personal, you know, when you think about it. You're going through someone's life, and you're then finding a way to put it out to the public.
Absolutely. And that's one of my favorite parts. I love ephemera, you know, the old photos, letters, papers, and we really reconstruct somebody's life while we're doing this. Tracy always saves me the box of these items so I can go home and read them and look at the photos. And I love to get a sense of what the person is, because then when I'd stage the house, then you can see that comes through. And I like to have their photos out, you know, and I let the client know that I'm doing that, if that's okay with them. So it really is a great thing, because then there's great energy field for me, you know, goes out to the community. So, and everything gets reused, you know, you're not buying new. And there's a lot of great stuff when you go with estate sales. So,
what advice would you give to someone who might be facing this, like their parents' house, and they, you know, their parents have died, and now they have this house full of things? And what advice would you give to someone?
If someone was thinking about doing an estate sale, I would suggest that they immediately enlist the help of one or two estate sale agents that can help them, just calm them down a little bit, and let them know that it looks like a lot, but you can get, you can show them the ropes with this and tell them not to panic, not to throw out anything. Let somebody come in and do an assessment and help to establish where they need to start. Because people want to start throwing all kinds of things around. They look at all the things that their parents have left, and they don't know what to do, and they wait too late to call someone. So it relieves a lot of pressure if you have somebody first. You don't have to hire them right away. You just need to have a second opinion.
Yep, I can see that. Mm-hmm. Are there any things that are really like the hot items that people look for in estate sales?
You cannot believe the kinds of things in estate sales that people go for, and it's all different. We may have a great sale that it happens to be a good book sale, which I love. I love to go into someone's home and see that they have great books, because I know that they have other things that are going to be interesting. The men, I like to have men's items, because I want the men and the women to come, and a lot of times I will bring in other items to fill in. If it's a more of a woman's home, then I will bring in the guy stuff, because we like to have the man cave going. But it's a variety. Women love the jewelry. We always have jewelry, whether it's costume, sterling silver. It's a variety. You would be amazed at what people go for.
Mm-hmm. So, how long have you lived in Tallahassee?
I've lived in Tallahassee. We moved here in 72 I have eight brothers and sisters, and we moved here from Titusville. But I left as soon as I could. I became an exchange student from Leon when I was at the end of my 16th year. And when I came back from Australia, I went straight into the Air Force for 4 years. And then I stayed away 4 years and came back. I'm one of these bounce back people to Tallahassee. So I've done a lot of traveling.
Every time you think that you've gotten away, you come back.
Right. I won't say too much more about that. But I would like to go away again.
Are you feeling the itch? It's like time. It's time to go.
It's time to go. But I do have the freedom to do that with the kind of work that I do. I like to say that I'm always running a 50-yard dash where I get in for a project. I'm really project-oriented, so I want to get in, get the project done, and then I back off for quite a while and do some other things. And then I can come back in and take something else on. I like the freedom of that a lot. I figured that out in my life early enough, so I feel like I'm in charge of my life, not somebody else, not a boss. So
it's been a long time since you've probably worked for somebody.
Yes, let me think about that. It has been a long time, because my careers have gone from Air Force and restaurants, which I loved restaurants, managing restaurants. Then I took on gardening. I worked with a gardener for a little while and decided that I could do that. And so for the last 20 years, I've had a gardening business, and I've had one fellow working for me for that time. So I have some loyal people that stick with me, so I must be doing something right. And then the opportunity came for taking over the thrift store to help turn that around for a nonprofit. And then I sort of segued into my own store, and then I turned that into a music event place. And things just sort of roll along, don't they? I go where I'm needed. I go where I think that it's, you know, and it's fun for me. It has to be fun for me. So
is there anybody in particular that has inspired you over the years and that has been a guiding voice in your head or anything?
First off would be my paternal grandmother who she really inspired me, Pauline. My middle name is I'm named after her, Louise Pauline. And I can remember when we were in San Diego, that's where I was born, she worked at a department store, the May Company. And I always felt from that point, I was very young, but watching her and listening to her, I always felt that she had a very strong presence. And if she had been, and I've said this many times, if she had lived in this day and age, she would be a famous, very successful woman. But, you know, we're talking in that day and age, you could work for a little while, but then you needed to be home. But she always had something for me, so I feel like I'm a lot like her. So that's one person. But
yeah, sounds like she was an interesting character
she
for
was.
You to be influenced by at a young age.
Mm-hmm. She certainly was. So
what's next, do you think, for you? You said you think in your it's like your time to explore new horizons.
Intuitively, I think the horizons may be more about doing some travel and maybe some nature work. I can only carry on with the estate sales for so long, probably before I burn out. But I do have the option to choose the things that I like to do. So I have my intuition is telling me that after this year, I may want to change it up a little bit. But I'm not sure where that is. I just need to get a lay of the land. And take it from there. But I would like to probably do it not in Tallahassee.
So where does this come from, this sense of, you know, your sort of ability to kind of reinvent yourself every couple of years? What do you think that comes from?
I have had this for as long as I can remember. I lived in a family with eight brothers and sisters and my parents in a small house here in Tallahassee. And I was always looking for the way out, something new and different that could take me away. I pushed to be an exchange student from the time I was in eighth grade, and I finally found the program when I was at the end of my 10th grade, and I left, and then I never looked back from there. I just, looking ahead is always something that that just makes me happy, and I like change. I like things that are moving and shaking, and let me go check that out. Let me go do this. I'm happy to do a drive by myself, go somewhere by myself. And then I just see an opportunity or somebody that needs something, and I just sort of segue into that, hopefully making it easy for the people that I'm helping as well as myself. But it's always been with me.
So it seems like you have led a sort of more unconventional life, I always find that so interesting when people can find they don't follow the same path as everybody. You know, a different muse speaks to them.
I've always had that different muse. When I returned from Australia, I was halfway through my senior year at Leon, and I had this idea, and I knew that it was a good idea, that I would join the Air Force for 4 years. And people thought that was so odd. They thought that I wasn't disciplined enough. They felt, these are friends. And my father was behind me, though. They were shocked. And I said, oh, no, I need this. I need the self-discipline, and it's going to take me away from Tallahassee. And that was such a great experience, that 4 years. And then after that, I was in upstate New York my last year. And I said, I think I want to stay here, and I want to be in the outdoors. And I made that happen, and that's what I did. For the next 4 years, I spent time upstate New York, out west, and I just wait and see what's going to happen, and I make it happen. I've never been married. I don't have the... It's hard for me to be tied down in those ways. I really, really enjoy my freedom to do what needs to be done, not only for me, but for other people. So
that's what I find so fascinating. I love that you are not allowing yourself to be defined by other people's expectations of you, which, you know, is very, of women of a certain age, that's hard to sometimes kind of push back on.
I agree. It is difficult. One thing that I wanted to mention about that is when one keeps oneself in good physical condition, I think that it really helps the brain a lot. It gives you lots of confidence because I feel like I can do anything. And I feel probably stronger now at this age than I did when I was younger because I'm pushing myself physically and I feel terrific in all the things that I do. So nothing really can stop me. If I want something, I will make it happen. So.
And you're really just, it's you, you know. You're just working, you know yourself, and you know what you're, that you have the ability to do what you put your mind to.
I do know myself. It doesn't mean that I don't get depressed. I don't get anxious, especially around the time it was getting close to it when I have to call a sale. I get anxious about that, but I step back and I say, you've done this before. You can do it again. It's going to be fine. But I'm rather a perfectionist, and that will sometimes get in my way. But I just stop for a minute, look around, and I talk to people. Women of a certain age, okay, sometimes I think we have to look at our friends and ask our friends, what is it that I'm doing? I need you to be honest with me, to tell me, what am I doing that's starting to bug you? Maybe it's a little thing that started when we were younger, but it tends to come out, and we don't stop sometimes to say, wait a minute, let me just do a check here to see, are some of these quirks going to annoy somebody? And you have to be honest. I want people to be honest with me. So that's it. You got to keep it real. So
I love that. Well, you've said a lot of great things. Is there anything in particular that you think keeps you inspired, keeps you going?
I'm thinking about this inspiration. It's when I look around at friends, I look at young people, especially I have a young niece. I have a son who's 31, and I like to really think about what it is that they're doing and talk to them. The young people are so great to talk to speak with, and let them let it rip. They will tell you all sorts of things, and just the encouragement that you can give them, they encourage me back. So it helps me just to move on. And it's just little things that if I can help somebody during the day, and I see the relief that they are experiencing because we've had a little conversation, that makes me very happy that I can move on to the next thing. My name is Louise Madonia, and I'm also known as Lulu. I've lived the life of a Renaissance woman for as long as I can remember, always seeking out what's interesting in life, where I can go to help people, and also have fun while doing it. And I plan on continuing that until the end.